Spiritual warfare. Battling against spiritual wickedness. We are in warfare. We're to wear armor. We're to wield a sword. We're to walk in victory. When we talk about anything related to the Spirit, we bring God into the discussion. Why? Because God is a Spirit, John 4:24. When we talk about truth, we bring Christ into the discussion. Why? Jesus is the truth, John 14:6. When we talk about good, we bring God into the discussion. Why? Because God is good, Mark 10:18. When we talk about life, we bring Christ into the discussion. Why? Because Jesus is the life, John 14:6. When we talk about ideas, we're talking about imaginations. Our imaginations originate directly or indirectly from God or Satan. There is no other source, no other inspiration. Yes, I know we like to think that we came up with something unique. That's just pride. So when we look at political or social conflicts, we must look deep into the origins of the ideas that spur the conflict. When we do so, we discover the truth. Either the person believes in the God of the Bible, or they don't. To reject the God of the Bible is to accept the enemy of God, Satan. When a person rejects God and receives Satan, they're filled with Satan's ideas. When a person receives God through Christ Jesus and rejects Satan, they're filled with God's ideas. This is why the Bible says that the fear or reverence of God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. It is the foundation. It is the spring from which the waters of a person's life flow. Jesus told us to drink the water from his fountain, and we would never thirst again. He meant that we would no longer be confused, no longer searching, no longer adrift. Those who are not in Christ are confused. They are adrift. They are lost, and they are deceived because they have not the truth. There is no fellowship between light and darkness. This means that there is a conflict between the two that cannot be resolved. So the spiritual warfare in which all humanity is engaged in one way or another cannot be negotiated into peace. It will be won by Christ Jesus one way or another in each person's life. Those that receive Christ receive his peace. Those that reject Christ will never know peace. The weapons of our warfare is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. It is mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. We must fight the good fight of faith, and faith issues from the Word of God. For those who are hungering for righteousness, we extend the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. For those who have willingly joined the enemy against the kingdom of God, we must speak as our Lord spoke to the enemies of his earthly ministry. In Matthew 3:7, it says, "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" And again in Matthew 12:34, he says, "O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks." And in Matthew 23:33, "You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" Who were the scribes and Pharisees? They were people pretending to be good and to be for good, but were only protecting their self-interests. Who are the scribes and Pharisees today? They're people pretending to be good and to be for good, but are only protecting their self-interests. Who is Christ in the world today? His spiritual body. Just as Jesus proclaimed abundant life, freedom, love, joy, peace, and faith, etc., we ought also to proclaim the gospel first and foremost. But if the gospel is rejected out of hand, we ought also to warn the unbeliever of the consequence of rejecting the grace of God, which is the wrath of God. Revelation 20:15 says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." We can win this war because of Christ who strengthens us. But we need no strength or power to sit back and to watch the enemy continue taking ground. Equip yourself with the whole armor of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Enter the fray. Do exploits for the kingdom in Christ's name. We are in a battle between good and evil. Good is defined by God, who manifested himself in the flesh as Christ Jesus, the truth. Evil is anything that conflicts with God, the truth. Arguments, propaganda, attacks, and violence will not turn evil into good. But that is all Satan has to work with. Join the good fight of faith and do battle against the ideological false prophets in the powerful high places of government, entertainment, media, business, education, religion, and even in our families. Your offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Wield it to destroy the enemy who has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The Holy Spirit is moving to empower the body of Christ to topple the enemy. He's calling you to do exploits by his power according to his word.